siempre.
Chodesh Halvavos, Thursday night, Yud Aleph Nisan, Shar Yichud HaMaisa, Perek Hey, the end. We'll hope to finish today Perek Hey, talking about different seductions of the Yetzer Hara. The last thing we learned about was that if you, even if you involve yourself in Talmud Torah the way you're supposed to, ignoring the enticements of the Yetzer Hara of the previous paragraph, she says, but you will always looking at the other fella, who's ahead, who's behind, who's better, who's worse. If they're better than you, you want to bring them down. You feel jealous of them. He describes jealousy. If you're better than them, then you'll look down on them and be condescending, and you'll want to make sure that everybody knows that you're superior to them. And arrogance, he'll be marshaling you with arrogance, and you'll say a shir, and if anybody dares ask you a question, you'll glare at him for having the audacity to ask a question, and you'll be ashamed to say you don't know something, and you'll always say that you do know it, yeah, and it gets arrogance. Now we're in the last paragraph on page Kuf Tzadik Aleph. Very, very interesting psychology, I think. I didn't really think about it enough. He says, it's always tries, right, to make either the other guy is better than you, you're better than the other guy, and in each one, your guy will take over. Even if he's unsuccessful in doing it regarding Torah, Yizo Mezos Binyoni Maisa Hamishmas. In other words, even if he failed to do it regarding learning, but he'll try to do it legabe masam tovim, legabe tzitzkos, legabe doing mitzvahs. Sheka'asher tasam maisa l'shem shemayim, if you'll do something good, something special good, yagdileu beinecha, he'll go, whoa, you are a tzaddik, this is really special, you're so frum, you're makpid, this inyan, you bought, you know, hand ground, hand matzahs, not stone ground, hand matzahs, not machine ground. The yib lib chabo, and it'll make you arrogant about that. The yashpil anshe dorecha be'enecha, and those who don't do your chumras, so you look down on them, right? So the Chazal Kabbalah says, always look down on people that don't do your chumras. Yeah? Always look down on people that don't do your chumras. I expect you to be better Shabbos HaGadol to Russia. My boss. I earn my keep. That's it. Shabbos HaGadol and Shabbos Shuvah. That's it. That's all I have to do contractually. Reb Nosson Horowitz was the Rav of Muncie. When Muncie first started, he was the Rav. And even afterwards, when it exploded into what it is, close to what, not what it is today, but he always, and he was an older Rav, like a European Rav, and everybody had a lot of respect to him. And he, like a Rav, a real Rav. And he worried about the whole town. He was very good. So he had like a Ksav Rabbonis, like the old fish Ksav Rabbonis. It's like a contract. And it said there that he's mechuyev to give a Shabbos HaGadol drash and a Shabbos Shuvah drash. What? Okay, anyways.
Just tell it that the Yetzer Hara is doing now with the learning and with the mitzvah.
Yeah.
Is that second? On the first tries to get you not to do this is already when he.
No, this is he failed in getting you not to do it. This is exactly what the Chavis told all this is point is. There's no let up.
First,
now that you're doing it.
Is to not get you to do it?
Yeah, that's what the previous paragraph.
And this is only if you're doing
it. He tries to make you arrogant about it and to put other people down and to feel superior to other people and to think and talk and act condescendingly towards them and to think you're better than they are. Or if you think they're better than you are, so then you want to knock them down because you don't want to live with that feeling that they're better than you. So you try to trip them up. Yeah, no let up. What's fascinating to me is that the Chavis Halvavos It's the exact same thing, really, as the previous paragraph. It's just it's not in learning, it's in Masim Tovim. So that's like a... He could fail in the learning angle. You can confront him with whatever you confront him with, but he'll still try to get you. It's really the same thing. This, I think, the first time he just repeated himself, I think. The difference is the learning and Masim Tovim. He seems to feel that the Yetzirah will have... This might work. Even if that doesn't work, this might. Because it's, you're doing, and you're tzaddik, and you're showing.
It's based on the inferiority complex.
Yep. V'yekel b'einechel ganosom u'levayshom u'lachlimom. And you'll put them down, and you'll, you know, this happens sometimes, you know, that's sometimes yeshivas are in competition, or chassiduses are in competition. This is, and you have these kinds of things where you put down the other group. You say, ah, they don't know how to learn, or they don't this, or they don't that. V'efshe she'em chashuv nimchal lefnei Hashem. It's true that you only eat face hand shmura matzah, and they eat machine shmura matzah, but that doesn't say anything. That doesn't give you any hint who's more chashuv in the eyes of Hashem. You have no idea, and we learned that in an even bigger way in a previous paragraph. So if you're better than them, the Yetzirah will try to have you think and act condescendingly and being contemptuous. Thank you. Contemptuous of the other person. Same thing, and if you have someone, he does chumras, right, that I don't do, like one or two of your hats, I do chumras that you never heard of, right? And he's the assumption is he's sincerely trying to do the Ratzon Hashem more than you. He goes that extra step, that extra mile. Out of Yerushalayim, he buys, you know, maybe hand matzahs for good reasons, or whatever else may be the case, and you feel inferior to him now. You go, you know, you look at him and you say, oh, he's makbar on this, he's makbar on that, he has this chumri, he has that chumri, he davens the longest Shmoneh Esrei, whatever. Yikani os chayetza bo, so really you're supposed to react with kinasofrim, with saying, let me do what he does. But instead, he's talking now about the Yetzer Hara. V'yom lecha shmano, kol ma shenira mehishtadlusa shel zeba meshmas Hashem, harayu mara es chesroncha. He will make you feel that this is the classic psychology of an inferiority complex. He will make you feel that he is the one making you inferior. Now it's really, your avodas Hashem is your avodas Hashem. Whatever you do, whatever you don't do, you don't do. No one's stopping you from doing more. You're doing less is because you chose to do less. What does the fact that he is doing more have to do with you? You are who you are, and you're doing what you're doing. This is like the you know, you give your kid a cookie and he's happy, but then his brother gets two cookies. So what happened? Why did he become unhappy? He has his cookie that he was happy with a minute ago. Because when the other one gets two cookies,
not fair.
Not fair. So here, so that's what he says. So harayu mares chenchoncha. It's the Yetzirah will tell you that the other person is bringing out your chesrinus. If not for him, you can get away with, let's say, talking a little lashon hara. You know, nobody will notice. Nobody will chap. It's lashon hara. But that guy is very zoyer in lashon hara. See, so all of a sudden people notice that you talk lashon hara once in a while, and he doesn't. V'molehu, if not for him, this is the Yetzirah talking. He's trying to get you all stirred up. Hayisa b'nei b'nei Adam v'b'nei Hashem hatzadik ban shei derecha. You'd be the top man on the heap, and now because of him, you're not. Lachain. The Yetzirah tells you his garabo, chepa him, v'kane, v'stomoso, be jealous of him, hate him. I mean, he doesn't say those words, obviously. the Chakor al Mumav and Migrosav try to mess him up, find out what he doesn't do, find out what his chasreinus are. Everybody has chasreinus. But Akol v'chrei kishlo nosav, ischake al shigigosav, uparsvim v'chol yicholtecha, v'shmitzel b'hem, because he's the reason that you're not a top man on the campus. He's the reason you didn't get the shtetl. He's the reason you didn't get the job. He's the reason, because people are looking at him and they're saying, oh, this guy.
But couldn't bring him down. Couldn't look up a little bit of a respond and say the way to respond to this is to use that kina in a good way?
Well, let's see what he says the response is. We didn't get up to the response yet. If you hold the lotzil of shame rabbi sheker, if you could say things about him, because they have a hospital small bane abrius, I'll say. Hashav lo, now he's up to the answer. Glad that he doesn't say what you said. He says different. He says the whole approach is wrong. What do you have against this guy? This guy is doing the Ratzon Hashem. You should, if he's doing Ratzon Hashem more than you should love him, not hate him. You should love those who Hashem loves. How can I be Mavaza Mishevo Hashem? If Hashem loves him, he's trying to work hard to do the Ratzon Hashem. Balzalzel mishakibdo Hashem. V'lo daily, it's bad enough. Iyicholti lavor alakai kamohu, that I'm not as good as him. Elisha esto mishavado. So I should like hate him. I should try to trip him up. What's going on here? He's a good person. He's a tzaddik. He's a better person than I am. This whole feeling that it's awakening in me is totally treif. It should awaken feelings of ahava. I should respect him and hold of him and cater to him and be his friend and be his talmid. And he's an oev Hashem. Ain't that tzedek klapei Hashem yisale? You're doing something that Hashem will be very displeased with. Elochovasi leehov mi sheoev Hashem. Lavas Hashem. L'chabed mi shekibdu Hashem. Kovod l'Hashem. I express, it's very good, he's saying this, it's very important, yesod. I express my avos Hashem by loving those who Hashem loves. Just like Ave Hashem sinu ra, so he's saying Ave Hashem avu tov. And I can express my love for Hashem by loving and speaking nicely with the, right? Nice, you have a Rebbe. Like I'm a misnagin. Yeah, but you have a Lubavitch Rebbe, the Satmaro, whatever. So instead of talking Lashon Hara about them, it's muskom that they were over the Hashem in a very extreme degree, not like normal people. They were mamish, totally moser, Takadish Baruch Hu, and this. So that should make in you feelings of respect, of love. You don't have to go become a chassid, but instead of talking against them because they make you feel inferior, right? You're a litvish person, the face, they give a lot of stucco, they do this, they go on shluchim, they go all over the world to be outposts of Yiddishkeit in even far-flung places. Instead of making fun of it, what are you making fun of? You should say, whoa, I don't do that. I don't know if I can do that, but kol hakavod that they do it. And that's the yesod. The yesod is that if you love Hashem, you will love those who love Him, and that He loves. Ulechabed mishakibdo Hashem, kovod l'Hashem, ka'amro v'siri Hashem yichabed. V'kvar yodata mahoya binyan Miriam, v'parshas v'tadaber Miriam varen b'moshe, v'mahoya binyan korach v'adoso, v'kinosom la'aron kasher korvu l'fnei mishkan Hashem. Now this is like pretty amazing that he lumps Miriam and Korach together. And certainly Miriam didn't do it because of Kina. And he doesn't say she did. He just says, he's pointing out, again, Miriam talked badly of Moshe, that's what it says, she talked Lashon Hara. But what the Chodesh Halvav is being Mechadish really, is that besides like not saying Lashon Hara, her attitude should have been, that I know that Moshe Rabbeinu is beloved in the eyes of Hashem, so I should learn from him. I should So what do you do if you suspect someone of doing wrong? That's what's not so clear. I would say, you know, he doesn't really say anything about Miriam. He just says, "Ukvar yodata mashahoya be'inyan Miriam." So I would say it's like saying, "Be careful." Like it's like the Rambam's Kal v'Chomer about Miriam. Madach Miriam, that didn't even mean bad. She wasn't talking b'gnus. She was a shtickle giving musa, and she didn't embarrass him, etc., 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 etc. And she was so punished. Kal v'Chomer. That's like the Rambam, the end of Hilchos Saras Grada. So. So that's what you say. He doesn't really say anything about Miriam. He just says, look how bad it is. Look how she got punished for talking badly of Moshe. So you be careful who you talk badly about. It could be someone that's very dear in the eyes of Hashem, especially if he listens to Hashem, the doctor can mitzvahs. He's a Reish Shemayim. So what are you making fun of the guy? And meanwhile, he's like, he's beloved by Hashem. Okay.